The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome once again to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I will be your host. A little crossed wires there. And this is the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, and joining me, Al Foreman, and good morning, Al.
Good morning, Janet. How are you?
I am doing great. Looking forward to lots of really good information to share with our listeners. How are you?
Everything over here is moving along very, very nicely. I know that we're expecting your visit here sometime after the radio show, so you can see exactly all the transitional work that has been done here since the last time you were here. And we are joined by two of our staff management team, and that's Anita Arabia and Mr. Kyle Zandt. So we're off to a very, very strong start. We're going to be starting to rearrange some of the shelving to accommodate some of the products that will be coming in the next week or two. And our plan for opening is still somewhere around Thanksgiving. We want to make sure that when we are open that the store is fully stocked with the right kind of merchandise that everybody's been requesting, the kind of merchandise that people have been using for years. In addition to some new products, which we will find very exciting and very happy to share with our listeners, and, of course, to give everybody that shops here EDLP, and that's the everyday low pricing of all the national brands that you could think of that are sold in health food stores. And as we continue on doing these shows, Janet, we'll make our listeners aware of many of the fine products sold by a lot of these fine companies, such as Jarrow Formulas, Garden of Life, Source Natural, Sogar, American Health, Nature's Way, and a whole host of many companies that we have been fortunate to do business with in the many years that I've been in the nutrition field. So with that said, I am going to say to you that Anita, Kyle, and myself will be listening on the air to all the information that you want to share with everybody. So, and we will look forward to your return here sometime after the radio show.
And that's it. I'm so excited to see the progress because I know lots and lots of construction and finalizing different aspects of the store have come together. You work so hard for so long, and you don't think you're making any progress, and then boom, lots of things begin to happen, and I'm so excited to come and see what's going on at the store.
Well, we look forward to your visit here for sure.
Okay.
In the meantime, we'll be listening to great information that you're going to share with all our listeners.
Excellent. Looking forward to seeing you. I'll be there after the show.
I mentioned to everybody about the website because there's been a lot of new pictures uploaded and some videos that were uploaded.
Okay. So SaveALotNutritionCenters.com, and if you go there, you can, when you go there, you can find all kinds of great updates and see the progress. So looking forward to seeing you, Al.
Me too, Janet. And there's two ways to view things on the website. One is you can click on videos, and the other is to click on the arrow to see all the construction progress that's taking place.
All right. So, very good information for our listeners. They can keep up to date too, and they can be planning their nutritionally oriented shopping accordingly. Okay, so somewhere for around sure. Thanksgiving, we'll keep you healthy over the cooler winter months here in South Florida.
And we'll see you later.
Okay, sounds great. Okay, so that was Mr. Al Foreman, and usually he's with me here on the radio, but today he's working very hard, staying so focused on getting everything done so that you will be able to shop and save at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Okay, what's my job in this whole picture? Well, Al brings you those products at the very best prices, EDLP, everyday low prices, and I give you the guidance based on the research on what are the best foods for you to choose, what are the specific foods to stay away from because of a particular maybe symptom, a particular response, a particular problem. And it doesn't really matter whether that issue is genetic or temporary. Whatever the issues are, I can help guide you to find the supportive nutritional-based diet as well as the supplements that are going to ease the transition. And so to start off today's show, one of the things that I came across was an article about biofilms. How many of you out there are familiar with biofilms? You may not necessarily know it particularly the definition, but for sure you have experienced biofilms. And what I'm talking about is that fuzzy feeling on your teeth, that little bit of accumulation on the surface of your teeth before you brush your teeth in the morning, or possibly after you've had something very sweet, very sugary, or possibly something sugary and chewy. The biofilm begins with a very particular form of bacteria. And that bacteria is able to attach to virtually any surface. It can attach, as I said, to the surface of your teeth. It can attach to soft tissue. So to identify biofilm and to get you to have that kind of information about what biofilms have the capacity to do, mentioning that plaque initiation on the surface of your teeth. But keep in mind, biofilms can begin to accumulate anywhere in your body. And when you begin to find out about what they do, you want to be particularly attentive to getting rid of biofilms in your body and understanding the connection they have to many different diagnoses that you might have had or maybe you're dealing with right now. Okay, so what I wanted to say is those biofilms, when they accumulate on your teeth, they can begin to break down enamel on the surface of your teeth. When you break down enamel, enamel isn't able to be replaced. So the surfaces underneath the enamel are very vulnerable to bacteria challenge and very vulnerable to decay, essentially. So what you want to be attentive to is never letting that biofilm accumulate on the surface of your teeth. So the biofilm can be as very, very thin as just one cell thick, or it can accumulate and accumulate and accumulate to be centimeters thick, very, very thick. And essentially what it is are colonies. And so that very picture is not a pleasant picture at all, to imagine these colonies, these kind of interactive substances, bacteria, yeasts, protozoa, all different kinds of potentially pathogenic microorganisms living together. One of the definitions was very interesting that I came across, and it likened the biofilm to essentially a tiny city. That there were different ways that the microorganisms bound themselves together. There was a specific type of substance that they secreted in order to set themselves apart from other tissue and to make them much less vulnerable to any substances that might possibly have the potential to begin breaking them apart. So they branch out, they connect in a very strong way. So I told you about how it might feel to have that sensation on the surface of your teeth. Another picture for you to kind of keep in mind to understand the biofilms. Those biofilms can be, you know, when you're possibly putting your feet in a stream with large rocks under the water and the water's running over those rocks and it's slippery, slimy. That's a biofilm, essentially. Slime on a rock. So the main particular initiating bacteria, Staphylococcus aureus, it's a very strong bacteria that's able to evolve, so to speak, to protect itself against any substance that has the potential to kill it off. So you are also going to find these biofilms tending to accumulate where there's inflammation. So not only are they going to accumulate in your mouth, on your teeth, but possibly on your tongue, and certainly in different places along your digestive tract, and very possibly in different areas, different organs of your body. So many different potential weaknesses where Staph aureus and an array of other yeasts, other types of bacteria, protozoa, all can accumulate, attach, and essentially do damage. So what I'm going to be talking about when we come back is a very easy way for you to begin addressing the potential biofilm contamination that you might be dealing with, and you might not necessarily even know it. You're tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and when I come back, some saving substances to overcome the potential development of biofilms in your body. Stay tuned.
You can find out more about the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers at this website, sav-a-lotnutritioncenters.com. See progress of the store coming together. Check in for pre-opening specials. Learn more about EDLP, the unique saving opportunity of everyday low pricing. You want more information? Go to al@savealotnutritioncenters.com.
Concerned about your health and the health of your family? Tune every weekday morning to Save A Lot Nutrition Hour. Janet Cimarelli will be available for nutrition counseling sessions at Save A Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The store will be opening in November, and she'll keep you updated on the construction progress. Located at 3105 State Road 7 in Margate, in the Penn Dutch Center.
And welcome back to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. And keep in mind that when I was speaking just a few minutes ago to Mr. Al Foreman at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, one of the things that he mentioned was EDLP. And those of you who have been followers of Al Foreman and the retail establishments he's had over the years here in South Florida, you are very well aware of what EDLP is. And for those of you who might not necessarily be familiar with the awesome saving opportunities that Al Foreman does bring to the nutrition industry here in South Florida and to the nutritionally oriented consumers, EDLP is everyday low pricing. You don't have to wait for a special sale. You don't have to wait for that flyer to come out to see what you're going to buy for dinner this week or for supporting your immune system or your digestive system. You have every day the price that you can depend on that is the saving price. And where do you go to get those EDLP prices? Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center is located 3105 South or North State Road 7. It is just south of Sample Road. So if you're driving south on State Road 7, 441, one of the things that you can do is look for the Spirit Halloween store. I don't know what we're going to do after Halloween. Maybe it'll be the Spirit of Christmas store or the Spirit of Winter store. I don't know. But for right now, it's the Spirit of Halloween store. And directly behind the Spirit of Halloween store, you will see the Save-A-Lot sign on the front of the store. The store is under construction and we look forward to an opening sometime in November. And Save-A-Lot is at the south end, the very south end of the PennDOT Shopping Center. So as you're facing the PennDOT store, all the way to your left, you can find Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. And you see the very, very pretty green sign that says Save-A-Lot on the front of the store. So you can keep updated by tuning in here every day from 10 to 11, Monday through Friday, to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. And I'll be bringing you the kind of information you can use to make dramatically important changes in your health and well-being, in your energy, in your brain chemistry, in your sleep, in your immune function, all of it. And so just before the break, what I was telling you about had to do with biofilms. And we haven't heard very much about biofilms. It isn't on kind of, it isn't on the radar of the medical community. How come? It isn't on the radar of the medical community because they don't have anything that will kill off those little buggers. Those biofilms, as I said, secrete a protective coating. It's kind of like slime. And so the antibiotics can't get through certain substances, let's say sulfa, also a form of antibiotic, doesn't have the capacity to penetrate that film-like coating. And so, undisturbed, those biofilms continue to grow. So with your teeth, you're able to scrub them off. With the toothpaste having different substances in the toothpaste that essentially are antibacterial, you can get rid of those biofilms. But what about biofilms that are occurring elsewhere? Maybe they've attached to your nerve cells. Maybe they've attached somewhere in your digestive system. Maybe they've attached in a particular organ, maybe your liver or your kidneys. Maybe they have attached in a gland, interrupting how your endocrine system is meant to function. Okay, so one of the ways that you can determine that possibly biofilms could be the issue that is interrupting your good health, your good energy, your high quality physical function in your blood test, and last week I was talking about all of the different aspects of your blood test and what you really do need to be attending to, and maybe not, your doctor is actually testing some of these specific criteria. So if you have had a recent blood test, you can look at it and see if you've been tested, have your fibrinogen numbers tested. So fibrinogen is one way of determining the presence of inflammation, and keeping in mind that those biofilm accumulations tend to really do very well where there is inflammation. So you certainly do want to minimize inflammation. And you're going to check that by looking at the fibrinogen numbers. And if your fibrinogen numbers are high, you know that you have inflammation. But typically what would be recommended with regard to inflammation would be, all right, so let's take some vitamin C, that helps to reduce inflammation. Maybe you'd be using some silver, that helps to restore normal function to damaged cells. Maybe you might be using some garlic or some fish oil or some vitamin D, a variety of different approaches to minimize the possibility that you're dealing with inflammation. But if those biofilm colonies have already started to form, many of those approaches don't necessarily have the capacity to break apart the biofilms. So what should you do? You might talk to your doctor if you're feeling fatigued, if you've been checked for fibromyalgia, and that's a very specific diagnosis. Some doctors say, well, that's kind of a psychosomatic illness. No, indeed. There are specific touch points, and if you have over 11 of those potential 18 touch points and they create a very specific painful response when pressed, then that can give you a definitive diagnosis of fibromyalgia. If you're walking around very fatigued, you go have a good night's sleep, but yet you awaken and you feel like you haven't slept a wink, well, that combination of issues could lead you to the conclusion, so the inflammation, the diagnosis of fibromyalgia and extreme fatigue, besides having the quality and the number of hours of sleep that would essentially banish fatigue, maybe you're dealing with a biofilm. And the fibrinogen has the capacity to essentially hide the biofilm, hide infectious microorganisms, and your immune system isn't necessarily able to identify those pathogenic microorganisms, and certainly the white blood cells, that whole profile of white blood cells is not necessarily able to penetrate that slime, the biofilm. But what can? Very interesting. I'm not talking about an herb. I'm not talking about a supplement. I'm talking about essential oils. And when the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center opens, we will have a fine selection of essential oils of such high quality that they will be able to be taken internally as well as used topically. And what's the one oil that's capable of addressing a biofilm infection, capable of over time reducing your fibrinogen level on a blood test? I'm talking about clove oil. So clove oil it's an all natural substance, but it has the ability to break apart biofilms. So if you're dealing with extreme fatigue, if your fibrinogen level is high, and you've worked with your doctor and have not necessarily been able to lower the fibrinogen with typical dietary changes like leaving out sugar, dairy, gluten, and even other grains besides gluten-containing grains, maybe it's time to step into a broader arena of addressing your health and to consider learning about the use of essential oils. So here's this fabulous essential oil, one of the most highly antioxidant, having the greatest antioxidant capacity. There is a score that is used to evaluate antioxidant capacity, and the ORAC score for clove essential oil is one of the highest I have ever seen. According to Tufts University, it has over a 1 million ORAC score. That's astonishing. So, essential oil clove, and it has a particular substance called eugenol, and it is this specific compound that breaks apart the biofilms. So, not only a very protective effect from the clove oil, because it would minimize the possibility that any of these biofilms could continue to grow. So you would essentially nip it in the bud, so to speak. And it also has the ability to disrupt that outer slime that is secreted by the microorganisms in a biofilm. In a biofilm cluster, you have the capacity to penetrate that, dissolve that biofilm, and ultimately get to those microscopic organisms like the Staphylococcus aureus, like the different yeasts, different protozoa that have banded together. There have been studies that show the clove oil also is efficient against the Pseudomonas. So these bacteria, Pseudomonas tend to be really difficult to kill off. Unfortunately, they have a very much thicker cell wall and are resistant to the antibiotics that we are using, or let's say abusing, overusing. And so you have the potential to kill off this Pseudomonas with the clove oil. Interesting, interesting information. Who knew something so simple could be so effective? You're tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and we're going to take a short break right now. And when I come back, lots more information to improve your good health. Stay tuned.
Health and happiness are high priority, but so is the health of your budget. That is where Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers addresses all of your health and nutrition needs with EDLP. Everyday low pricing. No need to wait for special sales. Every day of the week, you can find the health-supporting items you have come to rely on at the prices that fit your pocketbook. Want more? Go to info@SaveALotNutritionCenters.com.
Hi. This is Janet Cimarelli, and I want to keep you posted on an incredible supplement shopping opportunity coming soon to Margate, Florida, 3105 State Road 7 in Margate, just south of Sample Road on the west side of State Road 7, or otherwise known as 441. you will find Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center under construction. Stop in, say hello, get the latest news on EDLP and the great things you will soon find at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. Incredible pricing, knowledgeable vitamin specialists, free nutrition counseling, all coming soon.
And welcome back. You're tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and after today's show, I will be visiting with a team at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, and that team, Anita Arabia. Anita has been working with Al Foreman for many, many years. Kyle Zan, he has also a long history of working with Al Foreman. So you will find the team being assembled at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with such a long history of expertise at not only finding the right products, but finding the right products at the right price. As Al mentioned just at the top of the hour when we began the show, he was talking about the fabulous companies that are going to be selling their products at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Store. Jaro Formulas. Jaro Formulas really at the forefront of searching out high quality substances from around the world that have been researched and shown to be so effective at addressing specific health challenges. Source Natural. Source Natural, that is very well known again for working with the science and research to bring you the kind of brain chemistry, energy, immune function with their supplements in very unique and creative very unique and creative formulas. Let's say it like that. Garden of Life, that all food source, again, unique and high quality, bringing you products that will allow you to stay on your own personal, let's say, vegetarian or vegan path. Solgar, a name that over the years we've come to know and trust, huge numbers of different products to choose from, excellent, excellent prices. American Health, Nature's Way, the list goes on and on. Mega Food, New Chapter, Carlson, on and on and on go the list of products that you'll be able to find at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Now, I was talking about the incredibly effective use of clove in supporting your gut health, effective as an antioxidant, effective as a highly well-researched substance to control Pseudomonas. That's such a dramatic statement because most antibiotics are not necessarily able to efficiently kill off this Pseudomonas. So, and I mentioned that that particular bacteria, its defense is a particularly thick cell wall and is resistant to antiseptics, antibiotics. Okay, one of the things, I started off explaining what the biofilm might feel like and where you might notice it first, and it's on the surface of your teeth, possibly on the surface of your tongue. So what's one of the ways that you can actually make a big difference with minimizing the ability of these bacteria, protozoa, yeasts, and so on to form a colony and create a very healthy living space for them within your body. So one of the things that you can do is you can take the essential oil, clove, and as you're using your commercial mouthwash, as you're using the mouthwash, let's say, that's available from Clear, as you're using any one of the mouthwash products available in health foods, you can health food stores, you can add several drops of the clove oil to that dose of mouthwash that you're using. So in addition to getting that fresh breath effect that you're looking for with your mouthwash, you are essentially doing some of your immune system support. The clove oil is going to act as an antifungal, antibacterial substance. So when you efficiently get those microorganisms out of your mouth early on, then the potential for them finding a happy home within your body is very much reduced. Okay, so I mentioned Clear. People who are familiar with breath and toothpaste and mouthwash products in health food stores know that Clear, actually it looks like X-Clear. And the substance that's used in those products is xylitol. And xylitol is a sugar alcohol that helps to minimize the possibility of viruses and bacteria. So if you're using one of those products, you can combine a little bit of clove oil and minimize the possibility that the bacteria that is very vulnerable to the xylitol, Streptococcus mutans, and that's the one that's responsible for tooth decay. So here you have the potential for a fabulous sweetener, xylitol, and this sweetener does another job, a very positive job within your body. It is creates an attractive substance for bacteria. The bacteria adhere to the xylitol and it minimizes the potential that that bacteria can proliferate. So many beneficial substances available in the natural realm in a time when so many of our so-called medical approaches have minimal, not complete effectiveness against whatever microorganism we might be fighting, whether it's viruses or bacteria or yeast overgrowth, protozoa, any of those pathogens. Here we have so many different ways to overcome the damage that might be done by these microorganisms. This is really interesting stuff. So there are combinations. I talk all the time about lemon water first thing in the morning, a combination of a little bit of lemon, a few drops of clove, maybe a little bit of cinnamon, eucalyptus. Very interesting how you can minimize your exposure to harmful microorganisms that have a very strong possibility of making you sick. Sick in having diagnoses and your doctor doesn't necessarily have a particular prescription that's going to, for sure, 100% take care of the problem that you're dealing with. So keep in mind, you can come into the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center and I can give you lots of different recipes that you can use to make your own mouthwashes. You can use to make any number of different home remedies, so to speak, those home remedies that for years have been kind of shoved aside by the medical community, but more and more people are understanding the benefits of those natural substances because they don't have any negative side effects. You don't have a problem that, your medication takes care of the initial problem but causes two more problems for which you need additional medication. You're not going to go down that path when you are using the natural substances. And as I said, lots of good information when people come to see me and do a private counseling session. I have a lovely office in the Save a Lot Nutrition Center, within the center. And when the store opens, we will be doing radio shows from the Save a Lot Nutrition Center office and giving people all kinds of information about how they can support their good health and save money at the same time. So, you can come and get recipes for really good foods, nutritionally oriented, health supporting oriented recipes, and recipes from different products that you'll be able to find in the Save a Lot Nutrition Center, and easy to prepare, time saving as well as health saving. So that's something that I've talked to people a great deal about over the years, those time-saving recipes. Because I meet with so many individuals who have a full work day and then they have to come home and make sure that there is a health-supporting meal available for their families. And you don't necessarily want to be stopping at your drive-through fast food location. You want to be able to provide for your family the kinds of things that are going to support their good health. Things like all of the different vegetables. Maybe the vegetables in some sort of a casserole. I have lots and lots of really great recipes. Make ahead recipes and recipes that you can make multiple dinners and then freeze some of the other dishes that you've made, and you have the fresh one to put on the table that day. And then lots of great recipes for a variety of salads. Salads that are going to give you the fats that are health supporting, like olive oil. They're going to be giving you all of the raw vegetables in such a way that you're providing enzymes, those enzymes from the raw vegetables, so efficient at supporting digestion of those foods. And a variety of different types of dressings, in addition to the olive oil, that are going to be supportive of good health, not necessarily substances that have, or pre-made dressings that are going to have too many preservatives in them or questionable sources of fats in the morning or at the dinner table. So many different recipes, so many different options, and easy to prepare. So they're quick, from your little recipe booklet to the dinner table. It's time for me to take a break here on Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. And when we come back, a little bit of a look. If you're using some over-the-counter medications, what are the substances, what are the nutrients that you need to be supporting your body with that have been negatively impacted by the over-the-counter medications? Stay tuned. More to come on the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. Want to keep up to date on progress at Save a Lot Nutrition Center in Margate? You can visit SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. Do you want to find out even more? Go to info@SaveALotNutritionCenters.com and tune in every day
for the latest updates on special events coming up at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers and learn more about the low, low prices coming soon at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate.
You can find out more about the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers at this website, sav-a-lotnutritioncenters.com. See progress of the store coming together. Check in for pre-opening specials. Learn about EDLP, the unique saving opportunity of everyday low pricing. Want more information? Send an email to al@savealotnutritioncenters.com.
And welcome back. You're tuned to the Save A Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and after today's show, I'll be stopping by that Save A Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, also known as 441, and you can find that location 1/2 mile south of Sample Road. Your landmark is the Spirit Halloween Store, and directly behind the Spirit Halloween Store in the PennDOT Shopping Center is the Save-A-Lot Nutrition location. So much going on there, getting ready for an opening in November. It might not seem like it's so close, but boy, that time goes fast, and there's so much work to do. But the Save-A-Lot Nutrition team is hard at work over there at the Nutrition Center. Anita Arabia is there, Al Foreman is there, Kyle Zan is there, and for an hour or so after the radio show, I will be there checking up on the progress as well. Okay, so I told you about fantastic clove oil. Keep in mind, there are lots of other essential oils that are going to do wonderful, wonderful things. Just one more little bit of tidbit of information. I once was in the dental office just acting as a support for a family member who was having a tooth extracted. And what did the dentist use after having extracted the tooth? He used a packing that was saturated with clove oil. Clove oil has been used in dental preparations for years and years and years. And why is it used? It works. It doesn't have any negative aspects. It won't raise your blood pressure, cause extra bleeding, or do anything negative at all. So clove oil, keep in mind, lots and lots of benefits associated with clove oil. Okay, so one of the things that I mentioned just before the break was I was going to give you some ideas about the potential damage that is there when you're using some over-the-counter medication. Okay, so aspirin. I don't know that there are very many people using aspirin as a pain reliever anymore. However, I know lots and lots of people who are using what they refer to as low-dose aspirin. So a lower than normal dose, and over 300 milligrams would be a regular dose aspirin. Under 100 milligrams would be a low dose aspirin or a baby aspirin. Okay, guess what? Aspirin causes a lot of nutrient deficiencies. And you say, well, how can that be? I've never heard that. My doctor never told me that it has any kind of interaction with nutrients. Okay, so what might aspirin interfere with? Folic acid. Okay, so think about this. You're taking the low-dose aspirin because you have been told that it reduces the potential for you to have a heart attack. Well, that statement is not necessarily quite accurate. The actual research shows that aspirin is helpful in reducing the risk of having a second heart attack, But think about all those people out there who've never had a heart attack, but their doctors have said, well, they've, maybe your risk is a little high. Maybe you just use it as a potential risk reducer. Okay. What is one thing you want to be doing if you have a risk of a heart attack? You want to be supporting your circulatory system. What's one of the things that aspirin does in addition to reducing the presence of folic acid? It has the possibility of making your fine blood vessels crack or break. So, you know, those dark purple marks on people's forearms, on the back of their hands? Maybe they're taking a little bit too much aspirin. Their blood vessels are cracked and those red blood cells are leaking out, causing that dark purple spot. It isn't really a bruise, but it is accumulation of red blood cells under the skin. Folic acid. Folic acid is one of those things in proper ratio with B12 that's going to be protective of a wide range of different functions in your body, as well as the heart blood pump function and the health of your blood vessels. Aspirin reduces iron. So if people are dealing with low iron and ferritin levels and you're taking aspirin on a daily basis, maybe that's what you need to look at. Now, if you discuss it with your physician and maybe you're of a smaller frame, maybe you take other things, maybe there's a lot of olive oil and garlic in your diet, possibly those are things that could contribute to the possibility of thinning of your blood. Well, maybe you can think of different approaches rather than using the aspirin on a daily basis, maybe every other day, something like that. Have the discussion with your doctor. Whatever you do, don't stop taking the aspirin precipitously. Don't. Whenever you're going to make a change, you're going to be so gentle with your body. You're going to reduce things slowly, 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 slowly. Aspirin also reduces your potassium level. What's a crucial important nutrient for how your heart is meant to work? Potassium. Potassium is the mineral that is going to provide that spark, the electrical stimulation, if you will, for your heart function. So, if your potassium level is a little low, it may not necessarily be that you're not consuming enough vegetables and nuts and seeds and so on. It may be that you are using the aspirin and you're not able to properly metabolize the potassium that's in your fruits and vegetables as you have organized a very health supportive diet. Sodium. Well, I can imagine people listening to this and say, well, I want my sodium low. And so that's a good thing that the aspirin reduces my sodium. Not so much. No. What you want is this perfectly balanced ratio of sodium and potassium. So, very important, as I mentioned, the show that I did with regard to evaluating your blood tests, you want the sodium and potassium ratio kind of right in the middle. So if your potassium's right in the middle of the range, your sodium should be right in the middle of the range. Aspirin reduces vitamin C. Oh, I need all the vitamin C I can get, keeping in mind that collagen, the most common cellular structure in your body, requires vitamin C. So if you like all of that connective tissue around your joints, if you like your skin to be very nice and elastic and healthy, you need your vitamin C. And a daily aspirin may be a contributing factor to reducing vitamin C activity in your body. So be careful. Watch all of these different numbers: folic acid, iron, potassium, the ferritin, sodium, vitamin C. And if you've got those little bleeds on the back of your hand, on your forearm, and you say, I didn't have a bruise, where'd those come from? Think about the aspirin. You've been tuned to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'll be back tomorrow at 10. Thanks so much for tuning in. Looking forward to being here tomorrow morning. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP, coming soon to the Save a Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.